Welcome to the Internet Monthly Podcast, a podcast featuring 10 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular Search Engine of the Month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, Facebook at Christmas, saying goodbye to Bing. What you might think of it so far, beginning with Ernie Wise, Britain's 30 years of the mobile phone. Windows shopping with Bitcoin. Windows 10 is on the way and you could be buying it with digital currency. And to infinity and beyond, how to build your own satellite. Build your own satellite. A Glasgow-based startup is reducing the cost of getting into space by offering satellite kits that make it easier for space enthusiasts, schools and universities to build small but functional satellites for as little as £4,000. Pocket cubes, as the name suggests, are pocket-sized cube-shaped satellites that measure just 5 centimetres, 1.97 inches, per side. They are modular and can be stacked together to create larger craft. For those who lack the know-how, building a first satellite, even a tiny one, is usually an exceedingly complicated and expensive affair. Glasgow-based startup Pocket Cube Shop is trying to fill the gap with the introduction of a Pocket Cube kit that contains the main building blocks for any small-budget satellite project. The kit includes a spacecraft frame, a radio board, an onboard computer and a programmable LabSat development board that can be used to test different electronic boards. The kit can also interface with third-party payloads. If you're not satisfied with the bare minimum and have more than £4,000 to spend, you can choose to add other parts, such as an antenna, an attitude determination and control system, ADCS, or even a set of solar panels. Check out pocketcubeshop.com. Top how-to guides. If your favourite sort of online reading at this time of year usually includes a good step-by-step guide, Lifehacker's list of their most popular how-to walkthroughs of 2014 is sure to have at least one or two items in its practical help collection to keep you going. From tech tips to life skills and everything in between, this latest selection of 15 guides includes how to run a portable version of Windows from a USB drive and how to look better in photos based on your body type. For more information, see lifehacker.co.uk. World Digital Library. The World Digital Library offers a bounty of digital items that span 3,000 years and 190 countries. Experience the site by simply watching the featured items as they tick across the homepage, covering ancient Arabia, medieval Europe and British expeditions to the South Pole. Or try the Explore tab, which opens to categories such as place, time period, topic and language. The site also features timelines and maps with an upfront search engine that covers the rest of the 11,000 listings archived on the site. Check out wdl.org. Most useful Firefox add-ons. There are so many plugins, add-ons, extensions and toolbars available for the Firefox web browser that it can be tempting to simply ignore all of them in the interests of a less cluttered life. But some browser add-ons can be transformingly useful, providing better integration with favourite web services or filling glaring gaps in browser functionality. At makeuseof.com, technology journalist Justin Pott offers his pick of the very best Firefox extras to get your hands on for the year ahead. Read more at makeuseof.com. What's new at Instagram? Instagram has announced the release of 5 new filters to keep up with ever-improving mobile phone cameras. The platform added filters to its photo-sharing app back in 2010, a feature now more or less ubiquitous across social networks and other editing apps. The 5 new additions, Slumber, Creamer, Ludwig, Perpetua and Aiden, are the first to be added since Mayfair and Willow launched in December 2012. It takes the total number of filtering options up to 25. The Facebook-owned firm explained. The original Instagram filters compensated for lower image quality, giving you more control of the look and feel of a photo. These new filters are more subtle, taking advantage of higher image quality, while still giving you a simple way to capture the mood, tone, and feelings of the moment. Along with the 5 new filters, Instagram has also announced 3 new tools. Users can now upload slow motion video, see comments appear in real time without having to refresh the feed, and adjust the photo's perspective using the Adjust tool. For more details, see knowyourmobile.com. Testing times at Microsoft. Windows 10 is generating lots of feedback from lots of users. Microsoft found plenty of takers when it offered a technical preview edition of the next version of its best-known software. More than 1.5 million people signed up, and the company says at least 500,000 people are using the preview every day. Microsoft says it's especially happy about this because the feedback will help them fix bugs and glitches before Windows 10 hits the consumer market. The number of trial users is much higher than the number of beta testers for Windows 7, 8 and 8.1. The company says it has been helped to fix 1,300 bugs so far, and there will be many changes to the features and design of the system based on feedback. Analysts expect the retail version of Windows 10, which will feature the return of the Start menu, to be on sale by September. Read more at pcadvisor.co.uk. Windows shopping with Bitcoin. Microsoft customers in the US will be able to purchase Windows, Windows Phone and Xbox software and digital content using Bitcoin as a result of an integration with BitPay. If anyone wants to buy on Microsoft's Xbox, Windows Phone and Windows platforms, they can do it using Bitcoins, marking another major milestone for the digital currency. According to Microsoft Commerce, shoppers can now use Bitcoin to add funds to a Microsoft account in order to purchase games and a range of digital content. The software giant warns that money added to one's Microsoft account using Bitcoin cannot be refunded, so make sure to review your transaction before paying with your digital wallet. Microsoft is one of several major companies, including PayPal and Expedia, beginning to accept Bitcoins. For more details, see ibtimes.co.uk/1479065. Accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin isn't yet a universally accepted form of currency, but some internet retailers have begun to embrace it. Although there are still good reasons for businesses not to rush into adding the Bitcoin payment option, there's no doubt that the virtual currency does offer some benefits for e-commerce merchants. Bitcoin is a worldwide currency with processing fees that are generally lower than credit card costs. It is becoming a more common payment option across the web and has already been offered on the sites of several well-known brands, including Dell and Expedia. Read more at websitemagazine.com. Digital decline. Although Bitcoin has been gaining acceptance with some shoppers and retailers recently, the digital currency has been less popular with investors and speculators. In fact, it could turn out to be the worst investment of the last 12 months. It halved in value during 2014, a turbulent time for Bitcoin. Almost as soon as the year began, the currency was shaken by news of the collapse of Mt. Gox, once the sole Bitcoin exchange. The same month, a Bitcoin Foundation board member was arrested for alleged money laundering. And over the next few weeks, the currency was rocked by repeated theft and hacking scandals. Worse still, since then, no one has been talking about it much, and the silent treatment has gone on for months. As conversation and excitement about Bitcoin fizzled out, so too did the currency's value, dropping from more than $900 a coin at its peak in January to just over $300 today. To put that another way, as Matt Phillips of business site Quartz has done, Bitcoin is the worst investment of 2014. For more details, see trustedreviews.com/news. Wise after the event. The first mobile telephone call in the world was made in April 1973 in New York. Britain's first mobile phone call was made 30 years ago. Discover the history of the UK's first mobile call, January 1, 1985. Meet the first person in Britain to buy a mobile phone and find out how Ernie Wise was involved at cnet.com/UK/news. Search Engine of the Month. Did you know that Facebook had a Bing search facility? Apparently, most people didn't. But after using Bing as its in-house find facility for years, the social networking giant has discreetly removed the Microsoft search engine from its graph search platform and replaced it with its own improved search tool. Facebook has been enhancing its other search tools as well. The method for searching for old Facebook entries has been updated, and its trending news section has been enhanced so that users can find news more easily. It has also added a live feed, similar to Twitter's, that includes user comments. According to CEO Mark Zuckerberg, over 1 billion search requests are entered by users each day. Read more at Reuters.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.